WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks, welcome back to Social Confidence. Your daily dose of charisma and connection, brought to you by yours truly, Jake Carter. Now, I'm not gonna lie, life can be a whirlwind, right? We're constantly juggling work, relationships, social commitments. It's like trying to ride a roller coaster blindfolded while juggling chainsaws. And amidst all that chaos, it's easy to forget about something super important. Taking care of ourselves, you know what I mean? Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like your mental battery is perpetually low? Well, that's where self-care comes in. It's not just bubble baths and face masks, though those are awesome. It's about intentionally prioritizing your well-being, both physically and mentally. Think of it as the ultimate VIP treatment for your mind and body. Today, we're diving deep into the importance of self-care in maintaining solid mental health. Trust me, this isn't just some fluffy feel-good talk. This stuff is crucial, guys. Here are 5 key takeaways that'll change your game. First up, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Seriously, think about it like this. You can't pour from an empty cup. If you're constantly giving without recharging, you're going to burn out faster than a disco ball under a summer sun. Taking time for yourself allows you to replenish your energy, focus better, and handle stress with grace. Because let's face it, life throws curveballs like a professional pitcher. Next, self-care is personalized. What works for your bestie might not work for you, and that's totally cool. There's no one-size-fits-all approach here. Experiment and find what truly nourishes your soul. Maybe it's hitting the gym, curling up with a good book, or taking a nature walk. Whatever makes you feel recharged and centered. Now, let's talk about boundaries. Saying no is not a dirty word, folks. It's actually a superpower. Setting healthy boundaries protects your time and energy, allowing you to prioritize what matters most. You don't have to be everyone's superhero all the time. Remember, it's okay to decline requests that drain you or compromise your well-being. Number 4, embrace mindfulness. Taking a few moments each day to just breathe and be present can work wonders for your mental health. Try some meditation, yoga, or simply taking a mindful walk in nature. It's all about slowing down, connecting with yourself, and appreciating the little things. And finally, remember that self-care is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel on top of your game, and days when you need to hit the reset button. That's perfectly normal. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your wins, and don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this, you've got a major presentation coming up at work. Your mind is racing, your stomach is churning, and you feel like a hamster on a wheel. Sound familiar? Now, instead of hitting the caffeine and stress eating combo, what if you took a step back? What if you carved out some time for self-care beforehand? Maybe that means taking a calming walk in nature, listening to your favorite music, or indulging in a relaxing bath. Suddenly, you feel calmer, more focused, and ready to rock that presentation. You see, self-care isn't just about pampering yourself. It's about equipping yourself with the tools you need to handle life's challenges with grace and confidence. All right, recap time. Remember, self-care is not selfish, it's essential. It's personalized, so find what works for you. Set those boundaries like a boss. Embrace mindfulness. It's your secret weapon against stress. And lastly, remember that self-care is an ongoing journey, not a race. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your go-to self-care rituals? Share them in the comments below and let's inspire each other to prioritize our well-being. And don't forget to subscribe to Social Confidence so you never miss an episode packed with tips for building your confidence and rocking your relationships. See you tomorrow, folks.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.